Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is your home improvement source. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
Man, we have got, this is our last
show of 2020.
Last show of 2020 here. What is going on? We're going to be talking about a bunch of fun stuff today, including DIY contracting. So if you want to do a major renovation in your house, or you've got multiple people coming in, we're here to help you on this one because there's some risks that you need to be aware of. There's some tips I want to give you. But first, I want you to follow us on Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. That is where you can find all that information about us, funny stuff, contests, everything else is over there. Or Around the House Online, that's the website where you can see everything from the different podcasts to the my projects I'm working on to the store. Or if you want to catch us on the radio, we even got the stations over there that we're trying to keep updated as we keep adding them across the country. And if you've got questions, there's a great place to message us over there. If you're shy and you don't want to be on the radio, no problem. Hit the contact us page. I will get back to you. If you don't hear from me within about 24 to 48 hours and it's not a holiday,
send another email.
Get on me, because that means we slipped through the cracks somehow, and that sometimes can happen with spam things and stuff, because we do get some spam through there from time to time. So if it doesn't do, we hit every single question. If something happened, come back to us again. We're here to help you.
Absolutely. We're proud of our response rate, not only just on like Facebook, where we have, I think, above 95% response rate on Facebook, but yeah, we do it on the email as well. If you're not shy, give us a call here in the studio. We want to answer your question here on the air. Our number is 971-233-8992. Also want you to join our private group on Facebook. That's Around the House Nation. And for anyone that is a member of the Nation, I want to see what kind of cool tools or whatever you either received for over the holidays or you gave somebody else or any projects that you may be working on now.
That's a good idea. Let's put that up. Let's get the gift thing up there. Who got what out there? What new toy did somebody get?
Absolutely.
I like it. Well, hey, I wanted to talk today about people that want to tackle their own big project.
And do it themselves.
Yeah, if you want to be your own DIY general contractor. And what I mean by that is, let's say you're like, you know, I want to put a second story addition on my house. I'm going to general it myself. That's
you'll hire out all your crew members and all that, yeah?
Yep, I'm going to pretend to be my own general contractor, and I'm going to hire my plumber, my framer, my roofer, my siding people, my window, whatever. I'm going to do all that, but I'm going to manage my own job site.
Cool.
Man, the risks of being your own general contractor are big.
There's a reason why people typically go with hiring out a general contractor.
Great example. And I saw this on one of the, not Around the House Nation, but one of the other groups that I'm in. I'm in probably six groups across the world. I've got some that are in Australia, some that are in Canada. England, you know, depending on where you're at, India. But here's the thing. And thanks to all you people out there listening to the podcast in India.
Absolutely.
We see you.
Yes, we do.
Big jump. Big jump of you guys. Appreciate it. Here's the thing. I saw this guy decided to have his own house built.
Okay.
Wanted to have it framed up. He hired a framer, had a company come in, do a great job on the foundation, hired a framing company to come in to frame the house up. So 2x6s, you know, plywood, brackets, beams, all that. The problem was that this person didn't have enough knowledge of basic framing to see that he was getting in trouble.
That the person that he hired was doing it like an
8-year-old.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the list was deep. They had to bring a structural engineer in. They had to bring other people in. It was cheaper to tear down
all of it.
The completely framed, fully framed house and start over. First things, fix it.
And this is one of those times where, I mean, if you do your due diligence and make sure and do your research on your framer, you would only be paying for this once.
There was trusses, there was beams, there was steel work, there was brackets.
Everything was up.
I was looking at probably $40,000 or $50,000 worth of labor and materials.
Alone,
that they had to come in and deconstruct and start over. Now, you could have hired somebody to manage. Lessons learned on this.
Mm-hmm.
For $50,000, you could have hired somebody to come in as a general contractor.
And run the whole job.
To run the whole job and manage it.
And it would have been off your plate.
And that wouldn't have happened. I mean, rafters were misplaced. Floor joists were cut too short.
There was
brackets
no saving
and
it.
Beams. There was not one thing that was wrong.
It was everything was wrong.
Everything was put in there correctly. There was just, you know, hidden disasters that got buried into walls. And I mean, it was a hot mess. So this is the risk that you run into. So my little internal checklist of you wanting to be your own general contractor is for you to be able to do this successfully. Now, keep in mind, this is something that somebody that goes, you know, I'm going to be a job site manager. I'm going to be project manager. These are 4-year degrees in construction management
to get this correctly. Yep.
And you having maybe some DIY construction experience.
Very little, we'll say.
Want to do it? That's where you got to be careful. So I just want you to understand that if you're going to do this, I want you to be able to do most of the work, like 90% of it. I want you to have the ability to do what you're hiring.
That way you can realize when something's not being done correctly.
You got to catch that stuff. So that is part of your job of being that general contractor.
Yeah.
So if you want to do it, awesome. You better understand it because you are now quality control. And the one thing that I want, if you're going to take away one thing out of this segment here, is that in many cases, like 80% of it, workmanship is not a code issue.
What do you mean?
If somebody goes in and frames a wall crooked and it's structurally safe, it passes code.
Even though it's crooked.
I could design a wall that bowed out 4 inches one way. If it's holding up the story above it,
still passes.
Foundation underneath it, probably going to pass. Is it going to look like junk?
The way you don't want it to look?
Yeah, horrible. I have seen some homes, great example. There's these, there's lots of different trade names out there, but there are foam blocks that you stack up, that you pour concrete on the inside, and it gives you a concrete house. And I'm just under-explaining this, but the problem is you build these foam blocks up like Lego blocks. We did that at my mom's house. Turned out awesome. My mom and dad have a great house. Super quiet, super energy efficient. It's a great way to build a home. It's stucco on the outside.
Nice.
It's going to last forever. Problem is, though, if you've got a crew out there that doesn't know what they're doing, and it's a windy day and it's poor day, what happens when you create something, you can create a sail, right? you can get a bow in that wall from the wind.
Because, yeah, the wind's pressing up against it. Yeah.
Wind's pressing up against it. It's styrofoam.
Very flexible.
It's going to move.
Yeah.
Until you put concrete in it. If you pour that in the wind,
it's going to stay that way.
You now have a bow in your wall. So, again, these are things that I want you to think about. When you're doing this, you need to understand all those little details. Because that can be its big, big problem. And you as the project manager, you're owning some of that responsibility. And you're taking that risk. So just knowing this, you know, there's some other stuff we're going to talk about here moving forward. You know, like scheduling and all those things. Because these are things as well that you need to understand. Because if you... have ever watched that Extreme Home Makeover show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan, but yes, I've seen it.
I've been on them. Quality workmanship was freaking disastrous.
Yep. To do everything in 3 days, I don't expect it to be done correctly.
Even a week. It was hack. And the sad thing is, I'll say just my little soapbox on this, almost every one of the homes that I'm aware of, and there was a lot that happened in this area.
Are they still around?
The homes are there. They've just been sold by the bank. These people got the house paid off. Even got money to pay for the taxes. Unfortunately, many of these people were in bad financial for doing bad choices in financial. So they got themselves back in the same trouble before that, and they lost the house. And so I got to go in there sometimes with this stuff, and it made for an interesting little...
to just see what people do in a week to build a house.
And it looked horrible. And I was on a couple of those job sites. I watched it. It was bad. We'll talk more about DIY general contracting just as soon as we're out of the house. With a fancy car and expensive clothing, you could buy me a drink. Hard water. About 85% of American households have it. It does damage to your plumbing system, tears up your water heater or coffee maker. If you want a water softener without using the heavy bags of salt that everyone dislikes dealing with, check out Natural Soft. It uses a catalytic process instead of salt to control that hard water. When you mix that with Natural Soft's water filtration system, you now have a system to take care of it all. For a clean water you can depend on from Natural Soft, head to solosalescompany.com. Check the show notes for the link and make sure and tell them Eric G sent you.
What's up? This is Stick
and Satchel from Steel Panther, and you are listening to
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
Dane Vodder, this is the owner's manual for your home.
You got it, man. You got it. We've been talking about, you know, this hour, the last hour of 2020. I'm getting ready to celebrate this one here.
Yeah, I know. You got to celebrate your 50th birthday tomorrow.
I'm Dude, not letting you forget. You're not letting me out of that one. Dang it. You know, here's the thing. You know, 2020 has not been the easiest for many people.
Nope. I think that's fair to say for almost everybody.
Yep. It has not been easy. And, I am looking forward to us getting out of the season of 2020, and I know we still have months ahead.
Yep, it's not just going to flip a switch and change everything back to the way it was overnight. It's going to take some time.
I think we see the light at the end of the tunnel.
We're taking steps towards some sort of normalcy. Yeah, right.
So anyway, just I'm enjoying putting 2020 behind us, but we had a great year
for around the house. Absolutely, thank you everybody, but as well, not just here in America, but internationally, we are really taking off, really liking it, to see what I see.
You know, we'll talk about our DIY contract here in a second, but I just as a year in review for a moment here, I do want to say thanks to all of our guests, all of our listeners, all you people out there that trust in us to give you home improvement advice. And reach out and see my comments on DIY groups or anything else out there. You know, I always give my best stab at trying to help people out. And it gets interesting out there. And we talk about this today, even on how to hire a general contractor. What can be code in one area is not code in another.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of assumptions that we have one code across the U.S. And yes, we do have the International Building Code that people follow out there. That is like the one that's the big code. But counties, cities, whoever runs those codes have not adopted all of them. and you've heard me rail about this a lot, and this is part of kind of our subject in a way, but just, you know, take everything with a grain of salt in that what's code in one area is not in the other. Range hoods. For 10 years, we have to put a range hood over any range here in the Northwest. North Carolina, still not today. It's an option.
Well, and that's just something that you should just expect is go in with a blank slate. Whatever you knew about where you lived before or where you're currently living and you're looking to move, just think that everything you know doesn't apply and learn everything new where you're going.
Now, here's one other tip with that. Code is a minimum,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. That is the bare minimum.
There's nobody out there that's going to say, oh, you put a range hood in. Ha! You exceeded code. Fix it.
You can't do that.
You can't do that. So, again, let's be healthy. Let's be even healthier for 2021. We made it this far. Let's make some good choices on our home improvement projects. And safety as well, you know. And that's one of the things that I want you to do as part of this general contracting thing that we're talking about right here. Make sure that you understand what those building codes are, what those details are. Because right now is one of those big times of the year where codes change.
Yep, turn of the
things
year.
Get updated. January 1st, we start this new thing. There's going to be places in the country right now in 2021 where those lead paint and asbestos codes are probably getting stricter. Is it in your area? Better find out.
Do some research. Only one way to find out.
It's now or in June, July is the next one where things like that come in. Now, here's one other thing, too. You see new products coming out here in a month and a half because the big kitchen and bath industry show and the International Building Show is when many people roll out those new products. It's kind of like CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, or the Automotive Detroit Automotive Show. This mm-hmm. is when those new products come out.
Well, it's like we were talking to Z last week about, you know, different tile and different styles yep. and everything, and they're releasing some here in the next month. January is a big month for that, especially for the fact that we're coming out of the holidays. Everyone just, you know, depending on where you are or what your situation with everything in 2020,
yep.
if you may have had, you know, a couple family members over for the holidays or everything, but well, now the holidays are going to be past us. Let's see, how can we refresh the home?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of projects can we kind of get underway, especially if you are general contracting yourself?
Yep.
You need to kind of expect that, okay, you need to get that plumber, electrician, the roofer, and all, and scheduling them out. And that may be difficult now that we're running into the busy season.
And as you being a general contractor, the one that I want to talk about right now here before we go back out to break again is make sure you understand those codes. Make sure you understand how to navigate those building permits. This is your job as the general contractor to have to understand that. So understand how many days does it take you to get an inspection.
Red tape is a huge obstacle when you're doing this yourself.
I mean, in my area here, before I even start that, I got to probably spend a year figuring out how to move a tree.
Yep. And I know all too well about the area that you live in.
Correct.
It takes, I mean, and it
could take me a year and thousands of dollars to be able to take a tree out.
Yep.
On my property. Just as in the city of Portland, if you're going to do a $25,000, and I think this just changes this year. So I think the number goes up a little bit because it was so low, but they are a tree city. They're going to make you, as part of that kitchen remodel, if you've spent $25,000, $30,000, $40,000, whatever it is now on your kitchen remodel, Department of Forestry gets involved for the city. And they're going to make you plant
a certain amount of trees.
So many trees out by the front sidewalk. And that's part of code, part of your final inspection. So I need you to understand all of these crazy little hoops
mm-hmm.
that cities, states, whatever are going to make you jump through, because those can be expensive if you don't understand them. And so this is why, well, no matter what you're doing, having a good building designer or architect to get that plan going before you even start construction to make sure you understand that, because otherwise those missteps will cost you a lot of money and you want to lean on those professionals to help you get out with a good standing on the project. All right, let's talk a little bit more about DIY general contracting, managing your own project, just as soon as Around the House returns.
Hey, this is Ron Keel, the metal cowboy from Keel, the Ron Keel Band and Steeler. We are rocking Around the House with Eric G. Raise your fist, make your
stand for family. Welcome back to Around the House. This is your home improvement source. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
Man. Winding down 2020. I love it.
I'm all sorts of anxious right now.
Are
you? Well, just I'm looking forward to what the next year brings.
Absolutely. Just, we've got some big times ahead. And you know, home improvement-wise, we're getting into the next kind of home improvement season as well.
Mm-hmm.
So many people go, okay, coming up in the holidays, not going to do remodeling.
Yep.
Not me. Jeez, next year.
It's never stopped you.
Oh, my gosh.
You bought a house right before Christmas last year.
I know it. And I was pushing up till this point. I mean, last year I was doing this general contracting on my own project as well.
Yes, you were.
But that's one of those things I just want to talk about. I didn't give myself enough time, and I knew that, and my scope of work kept expanding.
Well, from what I remember, you gave yourself a month from buying the house and then moving in. So you had basically a month to get kind of everything tidied up, and it just wasn't enough time.
Well, I knew it wouldn't be, but I was like, okay, this is how, and it came down to how long could we afford to live in two houses and fund another house?
The projects. Yep.
So, you know, it's what it was, but that is part of this that we want to talk about. And it kind of ties in well with what we're talking about today on the DIY general contracting side, because managing your money is one of the biggest mistakes that you can make when you're doing your own general contracting. Because here's what it comes down to. When this is where general contractors have you beat many times, and you got to be really good to be able to manage this.
And this is from experience. Done this so many times, they know what things are going to cost.
Because here's what happens. Many general contractors, when they're working on your project, and let's say it's a kitchen or bathroom model, mm-hmm. either one, and they're going to say, okay, well, I know what the budget numbers are. They have that long-standing relationship, even with the drywall guy, where they go, hey, if that's going to be over $1,800, we're going to have a problem. So you need to let me know if something is occurring that's going to blow our budget out, right?
I need to know ASAP.
So if that happens, if not, you're eating it.
Mm-hmm.
You, as the first time dealing with these guys, they're going to invoice you.
Yeah, they might not have the most the best communication skills, and you'll just see it on a piece of paper when the bill comes.
So this is where you got to be really careful. And today, when building materials are through the roof, I mean, they're down, but they're still, I mean, you're still paying $22 for a sheet of 7/16 OSB in many places across the country, where a year ago it was 13.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you didn't manage those numbers correctly, and all of a sudden you get a bill for 100% extra for your lumber package, your budget's going out the door.
And you weren't expecting it? Yeah, you're behind. And that's just going to cause a domino effect for the whole project as you move forward.
And I'm not trying to talk you out of being your own general contractor. I'm just trying to make sure that as a homeowner, you understand what these pitfalls are to doing this.
You need to be aware of them. We're just things that you need to be conscientious of as you move into being your own general contractor.
And lead times are another project thing that gets really bad right now. Like right now, and this has been a rule of mine in the last 20 plus years that I've been designing. You don't start the project until the materials are in. I have seen crazy things happen. I've seen early on in my design career, I've seen this happen a couple times. The semi-truck delivering the cabinets rolls it over on its side off the road in the wintertime.
Yep.
So your cabinets now had another cabinet package on top of them inside the semi-truck. Many times destroyed.
Yep.
Well, with custom cabinets being 6 to 8 weeks for many people and more for, you just tore a kitchen out.
Hey, now you're without a kitchen even lot for another 2 to 3 months more than you were thinking. And that's just waiting on the product to get there.
Here's the thing. I worked with a ton of great people on my project. I waited even during these COVID times to have a majority of my stuff in before I made it, so it was not a livable and workable project.
Mm-hmm. Your kitchen was always usable up until the point where you had everything you needed at your house.
Yep. Now, I could do some other little stuff around and, you know, oh, I'm going to patch this drywall. I'm going to take this cabinet out. Don't need these wall cabinets over here. These are coming out. Great. I can work without that. But really, to get these projects done, you got to be very careful with this stuff because right now, I mean, try to find a washing machine out there. They're tough to find. Try to find a dishwasher. Tough to find through many companies.
A range.
A lot of this is tough, you know. And again, one of the sponsors of my project, Z-Line, you know, Z-Line Appliances, they are using, I mean, they make their stuff here in the U.S. generally. And I say that because, you know, when you've got companies like Bosch making their dishwasher, of course, not all that's coming out of there, but they have been doing a really good job of managing their inventory. But there's a lot of companies out there that have parts coming from mainland China, things like that, where factories were shut down and they have not recovered yet. They couldn't get the parts to the manufacturing facility in the U.S. Can't put out if you can't put up finished appliances if you don't have the parts. So just be very careful with managing your money and managing that project, because that being short a key material piece
sets you back months.
Months and months. So just be very careful with that. There are products out there that I had to wait an extra 2 months to get. They just weren't ready.
But you were prepared for that. You didn't.
Yeah,
you didn't,
I mean, I didn't want it to be that way.
No.
But you know, it's just we delayed the project. I'd hoped to be doing my bathroom project this summer.
This last summer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't work that way.
I know that you kind of started doing a couple things, but again, you didn't get to the point where you were tearing stuff out without having the actual materials here.
There's a lot of little prep things you can do.
Yeah.
You know, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to tackle that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to explore this. What do I have behind this wall? You know, some of that stuff that you can dive in and see what you got just to try to take inventory of your project. But again, those are things that I want you to be really careful with. Now, here's a thing that is probably the biggest number one problem that you need to work out outside of making sure all your subs are licensed. And that really, this is an extension of researching your contractor, by the way. Because researching your contractor, you have to do this with every one of your subs. So if you're just joining us in what would be the second half of the radio show or the second podcast for Saturday, number one has to go for every one of your subs. You have to make sure that they're all licensed, bonded, insured, that they're all doing that thing. So all those same rules apply. This is that next level.
Because you're now their employer. It is going to fall on you if they are not covered.
No question. So really, I want you to really understand, too, what poor workmanship is.
And identifying it.
You got to find it. And you got to understand the systems. And we've talked about this. We'll talk about this more. But, like, the trouble areas, roofing, understanding how that if they're doing the flashing correctly. Are they doing the shower correctly? Are they waterproofing that shower? I'll be honest, if they're showing up to do a hot mop tar pan on there, we've talked about this a million times. That's another one of those things.
The old school way.
Old school's not better all the time.
Nope.
So again, just take your time on that and understand that. And really, I would have a construction mentor if this is your first time doing it. It's a buddy or even a contractor that you're paying on the side to maybe use them once a week or every 3 or 4 days. Maybe you're paying them a couple $100 to spend an hour and walk through the project once or twice a week. Do it. That resource is going to keep you on track. And I'm really kind of worried about that with people because I know a lot of people that do their own, I'm going to general contract this, that are doing it because they're being cheap and it's going to cost them more money in the long run every single time.
Yep.
I also got a friend like in Seattle, my buddy Dave up there, who's built probably 7 to 10 custom homes for himself over the years.
Oh, wow. So he's done it multiple times.
Done it multiple times and is really, really good at it. And he builds gorgeous $1 to $1.6 million homes. Lives in them for a year or two, sells it, does it all over again, and he's really good at it. But it's a practice.
Yep.
You got to understand how to do this. And your team, if you're going to do this multiple times, is a good thing to have your team. So if you've got that, here's the thing. If you're going to do a big project, I'd be doing a small one and use these guys to see how these people fit on your team.
How they all work together.
It's like building an NFL franchise.
Yep.
You got your quarterback.
That's you.
That's you.
You're the leader.
But if that center doesn't get the ball to you, you're in trouble.
Yep.
And if your offensive line
can't protect you,
you're going to look like the Jets.
Ouch.
Sorry, New York. But that's how this stuff happens. So, again, you know, no offense to all of my friends that are Jets fans out there.
Yeah, they know.
They know. And I'm sorry because keep in mind, I was a Seahawks fan when we had those you know, single-digit type win seasons for many years.
Whatever.
I know.
Yeah, I'm not a Seahawks fan.
I know.
Not at all.
Yeah. Yeah. How's your team doing?
Yeah, Indy's doing okay.
I know. Doing okay. Doing okay.
All right.
Anyways. All right. We'll wrap this up here. Let's go out to break. When we come back, we'll tie a nice little holiday bow end of the year on this just as soon as Around the House returns. This is your home improvement source every weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is the last episode of 2020.
The last segment of the last episode.
You're right, sir.
We're putting a bow on it.
We're putting a bow on it. So thanks, everybody, for listening to Around the House. And I want to say this thank you. We had a very successful year on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great year on the radio and on social media and we, even for 2020, exceeded expectations. And
yeah.
So I just wanted to give a sincere thank you to everybody out there, all of our supporters, all of our wonderful people that have been on the radio.
Absolutely. And our newer stations, two out of Pennsylvania. We've got a lot of people joining the Around the House family.
Minnesota, yep. We've got,
and we're looking at more in the Midwest as
well. Oh, man, we've got a lot coming on the Midwest. You know, all you guys out there in Illinois, Iowa,
mm-hmm.
we see all you guys out there. So we appreciate you, every single one of you. And we're going to be really working on some new content here for 2021.
We're floating some ideas around.
Yeah, we've got some new stuff. We're going to see some new exciting stuff, some new content. You're going to see a little more video. My goal here is now that I think that the availability of camera gear is going to get to be a little more normal and reasonable, that we'll be able to start doing some live streaming stuff for the show, and you'll get to see some video of that as well.
Some behind the scenes, kind of what we talk about during breaks, how we do the show. We want to invite you in behind the scenes.
So you're going to see a lot more of that, so stay tuned for that. And then we're going to jump into a lot of different subjects out there that we just really haven't dove into quite yet, so you guys can get some new experiences, you know, for stuff around the house, and that's going to be fun. So I had a question for you, brother. Dean, what were some of the guests that you enjoyed this year?
Oh.
You know, and I didn't give you a chance to go back and research and look back and go, oh, yeah, that one. I'm just dropping it on you.
Right, yeah, no, which is fine. I understand. We had, I think it was over the summer, we had the firefighter on.
Yep.
To kind of go in about, you know, fire.
Lieutenant Mike Semple.
Yep. That was a really good couple segments that we had
there.
Mike
was great on that. And, New York firefighter, looks like he's just out of central casting. We'll have him on again here soon.
Yeah.
So
also, just a few weeks back, we had Danny, who went through
Dwyer.
A really crazy experience, and it's just a good call to really keep safety in mind whenever you're working on a project.
That ladder safety is huge, and I know plenty of people that have not made it out of that. And he did.
He's doing really well. Like, really, that was a very kind of scary time right there.
Yeah, so that's good. Every time that I put my friend David Applebaum on.
Of course.
He is a wonderful architect.
The architect of the stars.
Yeah. I mean, he is a wonderful architect. Beautiful stuff. Stunning work. But he's also got those pop culture hits that go with it.
Oh, yeah.
Which is always fascinating.
He's wonderful to have on the radio.
Yeah. We'll do that again here in 2021. And he's going, of course, Carolyn Blazowski, you know,
America's Healthy Home Expert.
We're bringing her on. And to be honest, I was going to have her on this show.
Oh, today?
Yes. But we pushed it out a few weeks here because she was getting ready for that. She had been receiving an award for a Business Person of the Year and being the top of that.
Carolyn.
So yeah, she'd been doing really good for that and was nominated for that. So she was getting ready for that. So we couldn't do the recording of that around the holidays because she just was buried up to the eyeballs with stuff.
Totally understandable.
So we'll be doing more stuff with her, but there's so many people out there that I just want to say thank you. And of course, you know, we've got Sun Broadcast Group who helps distribute the show out there. And like you said, all of our people, we've got a big year ahead planned for Around the House. So make sure that you follow us and just follow us on the journey because we really want to help you with these home improvement projects. And at the end of 2020, I just wanted to say when you've got those, let us be your resource. We are here to answer those questions.
Absolutely. Well, and if you know, maybe you have a topic or you're dealing with something that we haven't touched base on, let us know. We'd love to delve into it, especially if it's something we haven't hit in quite some time or maybe never hit. We want you to go over to aroundthehouseonline.com, go over to the Contact Us page, and then send us an email. Let us know, you know, what you would like to hear moving forward as we get into 2021.
Absolutely. And we've got so many different things that we can tie into your home project out there. And there's a lot of cool stuff too that I'm just really wanting to dive into on the design side. We're going to get more into heated tile floors here in the upcoming weeks of how to set that up, how to design that out, how to really make that work well for you. Because there are so many things that as a homeowner and as a DIY project, you can tackle, but we're going to get into the tips and tricks on how to do that stuff. You know, we just had my buddy William White on from Ardex, you know, last week, but really I want to be able to get in there and dive into some of these things of setting tile. What's the best practices for that kind of stuff?
Yeah, and just the things that you need to know going into that kind of project. We'll have William back on, and we'll talk about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, one of the things, too, I just wanted to say today is thanks for listening to us talk about, you know, contracting and being your own general contractor. And again, this is something that you can tackle yourself, but you really need to be able to, I don't want to put a bow around this, you really need to be able to manage those job sites and quite frankly, fully understand what you're doing. So just be super careful, take your time, do your research, hire a consultant if you need one.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with asking for help.
No.
Especially if this is your first time being your own general contractor.
Absolutely. And then just take your time, and if not, just hire someone to do it. It's probably not going to save you as much money as you think because your time has value.
Absolutely.
And if you're out there making over $100 an hour, to be honest, you're probably better to hire someone to do it and not be your general. You're not going to save the money you think you are because you're going to be paying more for your products.
Well, and all it takes is one mistake. And you could have paid for a contractor and saved money.
Absolutely. All right, everybody. Well, I want to say Happy New Year for our next show coming up.
Absolutely. Be safe out there.
Be safe out there. Make good choices. Let's not hit it too hard on New Year's Eve.
Happy to put 2020 behind us, but let's keep a level head.
Trust me, I'm going to be hitting my favorite beverage for that too, but let's put that away and let's tie a nice little bow around 2020. Good riddance to 2020.
I'll see you in the history books and never
exactly.
again.
Exactly. And now let's power into the good times of 2021. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
You've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at aroundthehouseonline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.